Okay, right.
Let's begin. Let's finish up the second part of Tfilas Kelim, and then next week we'll do Inyani Purim. Next Sunday we'll do Hilchos Purim, and then the following Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, I think there's two Sundays before the end of this month, so one will probably do Halacha, and one will do probably be the Haggadah Shir, the last one. Okay, let's get into Tfilas Kelim. We spoke about the background of Tfilas Kelim and different rules and regulations, and types of utensils that require a tevila. We did that last time, different materials and bottles and cans and electrical utensils and all different related issues. So now let's get into the definition of clay seuda. Clay seuda. Says the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Hey. Avodah Zarah, as we mentioned, is it's an underrated mesechta. It has lamdis, it has agadata, it has halacha, it has everything. A lot of hilchos kashrus is in the second half of Avodah Zarah. So the last couple of dafim, that's where Tfilas Kelim comes up. And the Gemara's line in source number one you have there now in Tfilas Kelim, Kli Seuda Amurim Beparsha. The chiyuv of Tvila was specifically on Kli Seuda. But if I buy a chair, there's no chiyuv to tovel it. Right? Even though in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, a chair could become Tameh and I have to put it in a mikvah. But nowadays, the Tfilas Kelim halacha that we're familiar with is not on Kelim. It's on Dafka Clay Seuda, right? That's why, because that's what's mentioned in the context of the Psukim. So the question is, what are Clay Seuda? So there are many different questions that come up. So number one, utensils you use during the meal. So the Pashup Shot of Clay Seuda, knives and forks and spoons and cups and plates and bowls, any of that or Clay Seuda that all requires, based on last week. We spoke about the materials, metal, yes, glass, yes. Those are the two yes. What is glass? All the lexes, Pyrolex and Duralex and this lex. So we're going to know what is glass. China is not, and stone is not, and plastic not. But any metal or glass, clay seuda, would require tevila. What happens if I use a kli in the preparatory stages of the meal, but not during the meal? So is that called a clay seuda? So you have to know ein l'davar sof. The key that you use to go into your house to bring in the bundles in order to bring in the food, that's not called clay seuda, even though it has something to do with the seuda. So you're not going to go all the way back. So how far back do you go? So is that okay if it's used in the kitchen? If it's used in the kitchen, so what does that mean? If it's preparatory stages, if it's meant to touch the food during the preparatory stages of food hachana. So that's called clay seuda. The Shulchan Aruch says that in source number 3, in Kuf Chaf, tripodis, maybe tripods, sheshoftim aleim kederos, maybe you have a tripod, right, something that you put a pot on. You put the pot on, you don't put the food on, maybe a trivet today, right? Einam t'unos tefila, something that is not meant to touch the food does not require tefila. Trivets do not require tefila, because that's meant to hold the pot, it's not meant to hold the food. Aval Padilish, whatever. Te'unos tefila, v'vedesha nostim aleim machal atzmo. Some other type of item. Those get the food directly touching them, and therefore one would require. So anything that the food is going to go directly on. The microwave plate. Sometimes you put a baked potato straight into the microwave. Right? The grates, the racks in the toaster oven. Right? Sometimes you put a bagel right in there. Even if sometimes I don't, sometimes I'll put it on tin foil, but still, anything that's meant to touch the food, a peeler is not used at the table, it's only used in the kitchen, but a peeler is a clay seuda, with a bracha, right, it's a clay seuda, anything, a peeler, a grater, an oven rack, but what about items that are not meant to touch the food, a corkscrew? A corkscrew is not meant to touch the wine. It goes to the cork and it pulls it out. Pasha, that does not require tefila. A can opener usually gets a little wet when you open it, when you open a can of tuna, but it's not meant to touch the food. Even if it ends up touching the food a little bit, it's not meant to touch the food. But any clay seuda, if we have a chicken scissors, so the scissors in my desk does not require tefila. The chicken scissors requires tefila because that's meant to touch the food. Right? If you look in the Rabbi Forrest and Pizkei Halacha in source number 4, Poschan Bakbukin, okay, a bottle opener. O Kufso is Vachin Machlas Pakim, Ain Tzarach L'Tavlan. Einam Yodim L'Ngoba Machla is not meant to touch the food. What if you put a little napkin in the bottom of the thing to put the food on? We have a challah basket. We have a silver challah basket. That's metal. But we usually put a napkin right on the put the challah on it because it's nicer to put a napkin on it. So Pasha's that neat. Number one, often the challah touches the basket. It doesn't like stay. And also, if it's not kavua, maybe sometimes you'll put it food directly on. Unless you have a candy dish. Sometimes somebody will put a something inside the candy dish to put the candies on, but other times you put it directly in. So says the Sefer Tefilas Kelim in Source number 5. Ein kli chayv tefila ele meniach ala machal o mashke. Directly. Beli hefsik. Kli acher. Mapa o nylon lo nechshavim lehefsik hapoter mitfila. A little napkin is not considered a hefsik. A hefsik sakit niyar. If you have a type of kli that you always... You never put the food in. It always holds the bag. I know. In the olden days, everybody had it. Nowadays, it's of course maybe able to drop more, but nobody gets milk in the bags. Milk in the bags. So that some, if you have a, most of them are like plastic holders. But let's say you have a metal one. You have to, that requires to be less. That's meant not to hold the milk. Meant to hold the bag. So anything that's always used by holding the kli inside is ever not meant directly on the food, so then that would not require tevila. Right, Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about that in source number 5. Kli shederach tashmishu ha'ide sakit sheyeshbo, it's always by the bag. Kad shemachzikim bo chalav besakit shel nylon, or afilu sakiot shel niyar. If it's always used in that way, then fine. Then it would not require tevila. But otherwise, it would. What if an item always touches, a kli always touches the food, but only when it is inedible? A peeler, you could cut a carrot, you could peel a carrot, and that's edible. Cucumber. Right? That does not. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about what about a shechita knife? Right? A shechita knife, only used for shechita. So that's a machlokes haposkim. The Shulchan Aruch says Shachin Shochita Yesh Mishomer Sheino Tzarach Tefila. The Ramah says Yesh Cholkin, and the Shach explains because you can use it for regular food. Maybe one time you will use it for regular food. We don't have too many of these types of kalim that are only used for kalim in a raw state. Not so common. But this is a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shach doesn't really come up that often. Okay. Oh, there is one case. A cookie cutter. You ever have those like shapes like you make cookies with? We have like these dreidels and groggers and so those generally are only when the dough is raw. What?
You could eat raw dough.
You could eat raw dough. You could eat raw dough. That's true. And sometimes people like to. But again, so l'chora that would at least need without a bracha. At least without a bracha. A chicken hammer. Oh, a chicken hammer. It's like these, like this metal thing that you, have some spikes on the edge of it. Yeah, I don't know. That might be an idea. But either way, the Ramah says Yishlo Hachmer to be tovelis, but that could be an idea. Yeah, that could be an idea. There is a tshuva of Rav Moshe, which was more common in the days of old, right? It was written in the Tavshil Lamed Vav, 1976. Nowadays, it's not so common to have these, but some people still have them. A good old-fashioned toaster. Not the toaster oven, which has like a something that you could put in. But like the only thing you could use it for is bread. You know, you put the bread in, you push the button down, and it pops up. So we spoke about last week already whether that electrical appliances require tefillah. It's a little tough to be tovel that. Like how you tovel that toaster. So Rav Moshe in source number 10 comes up with a huge chiddush, which might have other nafkaminas, but in source number 10 he talks about toaster im tzarech tefillah. Right, does it need a tefila? The Dvar toaster, Lanias Daiti, ain't Sarach tefila. It does not require tefila, says Rav Moshe. Not because what we learned last week, if it's plugged in, then there is a day out there, the Chelkas Yaakov, that, it's not a kli, it's mechubar. The poskim don't like to accept that. So why no tefila? Because it's gonna break. Rav Moshe doesn't say that reason. Even though that might be, he doesn't even discuss that. So what does he say? He says, Dari Isa, Klei Suda Murba Parsha, U Klei Suda Nechshavu. What's a Klei Suda? Nechshavu dvarim shutzarech l'suda mitzad abishul. Something that you use in the cooking process and the eating process. Av sheim mivien osam l'shulchan u'makam suda. V'dvarim sheim mivien mehem etz minei ha'ochlin v'amashkin l'shulchan u'makam suda. Things that you use during the suda or things that you use to prepare the food. Aval, he has a chiddush gadol, aval a toaster. Shem yabshim shampas afui. Betov, you have a baked piece of bread which is edible as is. It's perfect. You can eat it. You want to make it better. You want to make it from bread to toast. Says Rav Moshe, did you really change anything? It was edible before and it was edible afterwards. V'roi l'achilas kol adam, ein l'achshivo tzorach ha'suda. Right? I don't consider that tzorach ha'suda. Bishvil mashi isha rotzim liyabesh ha'pas. You want to make it drier. Shena'im luhu ksas yoser. That it's not better. You want bread. You want toast. You don't want bread. The bread is fine without it. And he says, it's not similar. He says, ksas raya. So I'll bring you a little raya. He says, we spoke last week about an urn. Water, cold water, hot water. So is that similar? You could drink the cold water. So it says, Ramosha, Dram Shasham Shoban de Chamin, Gon Yoris Vakum Kumusin, Magilun Matbilon, Vain Tahorim. He talks about the hot water and the chiddush is that they require tefillah. Because that's a big difference, Rav Moshe says. You're having hot coffee or tea versus cold water, that's a different birya. That's a different birya. The tzara gadol hu l'chol inshi, mayim chamin yosim mayim tzonein. V'imkein en lonu ela micham mechayim inshi tzara gadol kuli alma. Ava yibush ha'pas ha'idei ha'toaster. But toasting the bread, af l'regilin bazeh, even those who always do it, eino dover nachutz. It's not so needed. Most people eat bread. They don't need it toasted. They eat sandwiches. So says Rav Moshe, I don't think that's called a kli su'uda. Most achronim argue on this chiddush for various reasons, but you might say, why does it have to change the item? But it's not like a bishul akum, where nechal, kmo shu chai, can be eaten raw without the cooking. This is to use it in the cooking process. So that is why most other achronim don't assume that one has this type of heter. If you look in the next source, Rav Sternbach in Tshuvas Bahanhagos, he was shown this tshuva of Rav Moshe, maybe before it came out. It was in Kovetz L'Torah, Ulahora, right? He saw this tshuva, and he did not like it. Nira Pasha Desorach Tfilah, he thinks a toaster requires tefillah. Kedin Kivan Shapas Nogeba, the bread touches it. He says, sure, you wrap it up in something. Not clear exactly what he was saying. Says, and it's been nira shachai medina, and what should you do? Like we said last week, get it to an electrician and take it apart and put it back together so it's asiyah ayyadei goy. That's what he says. And he quotes at the end, v'yesh potrin toaster mikivan sheshemisho kimeshuba lacharka. He says, some pots are because it's mechubar. He says, v'tvarim tamuim. I don't think that's true. Kivan shehedyo machnes umotzi. A hedyo puts it in. What? It's like mechubar mamish. It's meant to be put in the socket and take it out of the socket. I don't think that's a chibur. I don't think that's a chibur lakarka. And therefore, I don't think that would be a heter. Okay. So, yeah.
According to that, if you wire your appliances into the wall
that will... Right, so let's say that. So yeah, if you have a permanent, kli, that would make it better. That would make it better. Refrigerator racks. The tovel them. Or racks in your storage rooms. Or not. Or not. Those are not clay suda. Those are storage. They're stationary. They're not called kalim. Or there will be no need, the poskim say, to do that. Right? Even though it's made of glass. A lot of the racks. The Shulchan Aruch says in Kufchav Sifches, source 12. As we said, if I borrow or rent a kli from a guy, it does not require tefillah, right? We use that solution to solve a case when there was no mikvah around and there was a corona, so that's what was used. Or a Shabbos, right? And you want to use the kli. But remember, nowadays, well, we have so many kalim, just don't use it on Shabbos. Right, I want to use it on Shabbos. Don't use it on Shabbos. You didn't tovel it before. Aval am Yisrael kino, we always go chavim. But once a goy is kona it, v'shiyo l'chavero, if a Jew buys it from a goy and then lends it to another Jew, to on tefillah. Require tefillah. If I'm a Jew and I lend it to another Jew, shikfar nischayv yad rishon, because it's chayv in the hands of the rishon. The yesh mishomer, we discussed this also in the past in the Rav Avadya Tshuva about restaurants. Shem lo lacha arishon letzarach suuda. What if a Jew buys it for business purposes, not for his own eating? So for him, it's not kli suuda, it's kli asek, kli parnasa. Or, I don't know, I bought it for some other reason, like I bought a scissors to open. In the olden days, they had something called mail. Right? So you used to open, my father had a mail opener, one of these pointy things that you slide in the envelope, and when it used to be that you got mail. Snail mail, it's cool. Right? But anyway, so what if I bought a scissors for that? And then somebody wants to borrow it to use it for their chicken. They're having a barbecue. So it's mine. I'm giving it to you. So says the Ramah, some say that does not require tefillah. Because it's not yours, you're borrowing it, and I don't have a chiyuv. But I can't even use it for tzorach yisuda filo derech harai below tefila. Right, that's like the case that the restaurant owner can't eat in the restaurant on those kalim, even if he bought it for business. Other people could eat on those kalim, but not and not others. And also, in Kano Yisrael Shadim Yad Rishon, if the second one buys it for tzorach suda, then obviously he needs, because now he bought it as a kli suuda. A big question and problem, so to speak, a little bit, is, and this comes up, let's say I buy a kli because I want to give it as a present. So if you know that they're going to tovel their kalim, fine. So you tell them it's not tovel, they'll tovel their kalim. But what if you don't know if they're going to be toveling their kalim? So is that lifnei iver? Is that lifnei iver to give somebody a kli, right, who you know they're not going to tovel their kalim? So that's a discussion, right? It could be that, you know, in a situation where it will look negatively upon you, then fine, there's a separate issue of lifnei iver. But here, you could just buy them something else. You don't have to give them the present, right? The Ramah talks about, this is just the parenthetical. The Ramah, I think we mentioned this. The Ramah talks about in Aruch Chaim, if you know that somebody's not going to watch, you're not allowed to give them bread. Lifnei iver. That's the Ramah 500 years ago. And the amazing Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach on that Ramah. The Ramah said, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, Bizman hazeh, if you don't give them the bread, that's lifnei iver. Exactly the same svara, but the opposite psak. In the days of old, 500 years ago, if you didn't give them the bread, so they're not going to say, oh, I guess I should come back to Judaism. I should come back to my... And that's going to encourage them. But nowadays, if there's an Orthodox Jew that doesn't give them the bread, they'll say, I need Orthodoxy. They're mean. They're rude. Forget it. That's going to drive them even further away. If you're normal and nice to them and give them some bread, that'll bring them closer. So nowadays, you have to give them the bread. Because of lifnei iver if you don't give them the bread. But here, it's not in that situation. So is it lifnei iver? So you might say, no problem. I'll tovel it before I give it to them. So sometimes that's not practical because it's wrapped up in the box from the store. And you don't want to, you know, so it's not practical. But if you could do that, great. But maybe not great. Or Sternbach says, where we just went to the Shulchan Aruch, if you buy a kli not to use, but to use for business, then there's no chiyuv tefillah. So maybe if I buy the kli as a present, not to use for myself, that's similar. There's no chiyuv tefillah on me. Because I don't have it as a food kli, I have it as a present kli. And therefore, if Sternbach says, you're kind of stuck. Because you can't tovel it. Because maybe you don't have a chiyuv tefillah. And then you give it to them and they're going to have a chiyuv tefillah. Right? The minhag ha'olam, he says, menir b'tovel. First, right, to make it easier. If you give a kli, you say it's already tovel. They're like, oh, good. So it says of Sternbach, that's the minhag. Olam nagu l'hatvel v'yachakach l'asit b'matana. Avol l'chora nera te'efshar sh'atfila lo mo'ila. U'machshil ha'makabel. It could be that's a problem, because there's no chiyuv tefillah. And it compares it to what we were just talking about. So what do you do in this situation? What do you do in this situation? So he says, he ends up saying, memela, turning the page to the next, memela, ani navoch, I'm confused, keitzad efshar lasis kli, kamo kos b'matana lachavshi, right, to someone who is not going to keep the halacha. He says, maybe you could be mezakeid idei acher. Right, that's always the, you want to give somebody a present on Shabbos, you're not supposed to give presents on Shabbos. But you know you're going there for Shabbos the next day, so what do? You go over to your friend and say, here, take this wine on behalf of so-and-so. Good, now it belongs to so-and-so, now give it back to me and I'll bring it to them tomorrow. Right, that's the a way to solve the problem. So maybe you can be mezaket. So that's one way, be mezaket, I'm having so-and-so. The other guy owns it now, so you can be tovel it. But that doesn't always work because, you know, sometimes you don't want to open it. You don't want to tovel it. So it's a tricky situation. It's a tricky situation whether what should one do in that situation. Okay, these are issues of inyane klei seudas. Now let's talk about the tevila itself. Tevila itself. If somebody has something that needs hag'ala and requires tevila, so some Rishonim say it doesn't make a difference what you do first, but the Shulchan Aruch says you should do hag'ala first. First sir meira, right, first get rid of the treif inside, and then asei tov. Right, Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah in source 16 says it doesn't make a difference, even though the Gemara has it, mag'ilon umatbilon, v'hein tahorin. That's the language of the Gemara. But Tosfos says lav dafka, magil v'achar kaf tiatfil. It's lav dafka in that order. El afilu magil bereisha. Right, even if you want it to be tovah bereisha, because either way, it's dahach tefila ena bishvil tumah. So we know this tevila is to add kedusha. It's not that there's something inherently tumay, and you'll compare it to tovel v'sheretz biyado. You'll compare it to somebody going into the mikvah holding on something tumay. As we know, even a new kli requires tefila. This is not because of removal of tumah. This is hosafas kedusha, and therefore it doesn't make a difference. But the Shulchan Aruch says you should do that first. First you should be magil, and then you should be matgil. The Dog of Mervava, the Nod Behuda in source 18 says maybe that only applies if it's ben yomo, if it's within the first 24 hours of getting treif. Right, if not, it shouldn't make a difference. Either way, this is what we generally try to do. Right, we try to do hagala if it comes up. If it comes up, hagala before tevila. Rav Soloveitchik has a lumdus. Right, he thinks that maybe it's very important to do it first because he's looking source number 19, the Gan Shoshanim, which is Rabbi Ginnak Sefer, quotes a lot of Torah from Rav Soloveitchik. So he quotes that. You know, maybe this is a Rabbi Ginnak, not the Rav Soloveitchik. A lot of his verses are Rav Soloveitchik, but here it's a Rabbi Ginnak himself. Maybe the whole mahus of Tfilas Kalim is a matir. Chazal instituted a matir to use the Kalim. So if that's true, then maybe it does need to be second, right? Some things are defined as matir, and if they're not matir, you shouldn't do it. So machlokas Rambam Ravid, machlokas Shulchan Aruch and the Rama about do you make a bracha on a non-kosher food? Let's say you're having non-kosher food, but you want to make a bracha. Make a bracha, it's machlokas. The Rambam and the Ravid, the machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Some say, the Ravid says, yes, you make a bracha. The Ramah says, yes, you make a bracha. You're getting nourished. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch says, no. Maybe because the nature of a bracha is to be matir it to you. If it's not going to be mutter to you, even after you make the bracha, it doesn't make sense to make the bracha. So it might be a similar idea, but that's getting ready. But the main issue by tefillah is getting ready for it to remove all of the chatzitzas beforehand. Right? We know even in Hilchas Nida there are different levels of chatzitza, but we try to remove even miut she'eno makpid. Right? Even on the minority of the kli, which I'm not really so makpid about, we still try to remove them. So that's why it's good to check before you go, because sometimes you need, nail polish remover. They have them at some mikvahs, because that helps get some of the stickers off. But one has to, get all the stuff off and get all the sticky stuff off. Do the best you can. You don't have to get hurt, right? Rubbing and making to your do the best you can to get the chatzitzas off. Get any type of rust. The Shulchan Aruch says in Source 20, Tzorach lahavir hachaluda. Try to remove the rust before the tefila. Try to remove the rust. You try to get off as much sticky stuff. The Pesachei Halacha before says. Even the glue that is on the kli, try to remove it in order to be able to do the tevila. So we're ready to do the tevila. So often, sometimes you have like a little basket, but sometimes it's like a game, like how do you put it into the mikveh without dropping it, right? Because you want to get it. The whole thing, halacha tevila, is that has to be in the water all at one time. Not like kashering. By kashering, you could do half the kli and then half the kli. It does not have to be b'vasachas. Tevila has to be b'vasachas. Right? So how do you do it? Let's say I have a cup, so I'm holding it. So like the part of the handle is... So sometimes you could like have it loose. The Shulchan Aruch says, Source 22, Tzorach she'akli rafui biyado b'shas tevila. It's got to be loose. Question is, what if it's not loose? What if you have, you don't want to drop it? So if you have one of those baskets, they have some of these metal baskets that you could like put it in, then fine. But many mikvahs don't have that. Shemahaka biyadai v'chatitza. If you hold it very tight, it is a chatitza. So what do you do? Says the Shulchan Aruch. V'imlichlich yado b'mayim t'chila ein lachush. Get your hand wet first with mikvah water. Even though then you take it out, but there's still mikvah water underneath your fingers, and that'll be mitzvah if that'll connect to the mikvah. With mikvah water, you have to get your hands wet. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach is not so convinced that would work. You have to dafka have it loose, but sometimes it's impossible. The Pesachei Tshuva defends the Shulchan Aruch and says, remember, this is a mitzvah derabanan, not based on kashrus, not based on tumah, and therefore don't compare this to a boel nida or other kelim for truma. You know, Mashenkin, last line, even if you'd use the kli without tovaling it, it doesn't answer the food, if you remember. Lo achil isura. So lo nesar masha betocho. It doesn't answer what's in betocho, so therefore, that is the minhag. The minhag is to do the best you can. You can loosen it, you could, if you're opening a cup, you don't have to do something dangerous that might break the cup. Just do the best you can, but if not, you can make your hands wet beforehand. One has to make sure, interesting, when you put the cups in, make sure water is touching the entire cup. That's why sometimes if you put a cup in upside down, there could be an air pocket, and it won't be touching. So one should, make sure, maybe put it in right side up or sideways, just to make sure that water is touching the entire cup at once, or a pot, not just a glass, a pot, sometimes a big pot. You can feel like it's underwater, but there's airspace. Make sure that water is touching it. Good. Can be tovel at night? Yeah, why not? Right, so the tefillah candle can be done at done at night. The Shulchan Aruch does say, as we know, source 25 on the back. This is the only bracha that ever changes nusach based on quantity. Yivarech al tefillas keli, v'meim shayim o yosir, yivarech al tefillas kelim. Right, ner Chanukah and ner Shabbos do not change because the ikar mitzvah is ner. By here, every kli has its own mitzvah, so that's why we just say al tefillas keli. Which is, there is a tzarachiyah, and if you're putting up 10 mezuzahs, every doorway has its own chiyuv. So why don't you say likvoa mezuzos? We just say likvoa mezuzah on 10 different mezuzahs. That's a question. If you look, that is dealt with by the poskim I gave you in source number 27. Sefer Tehillas Kelim discusses it. But either way, that is the halacha. We switch. What if you tovel, and this came up, I remember this came up a couple weeks ago, what if you have a pot and the cover of the pot? Is that keli or kelim? You have to know what the halacha is. Is that keli or kelim? If it's a cover and the pot. So in the source 26, it seems like you should say kli. Kli. Below kelim. So why can base kelim? It's not two kelim. Unless it's the type of cover that you could use by itself. I don't know. Most covers, if you have a handle on top, you can't like use that. It's not going to balance if it's upside down. So if it's not used, if the only thing that this is usable for is as the cover of the pot, then lechora, you should just say keli. But if it's going to, you could use it separately, so then, maybe it, then you could say kelim. But then he quotes where Ephraim Greenblatt that maybe not, maybe you should always yell tefillas kelim, kilefam mishamish v'michsa lechasos kli acher. Sometimes you use this cover to cover a different pot. It's not only for this pot. So basically, you should try to have another kli there so you don't run into any sfeikos. And have something else besides just the cover and the pot, and then you could just say, kalem. Yeah.
I think I was going to ask something similar to what I said at the end. For if it's a pot some lids have like the wings on it, so it can be like used for multiple pots.
So it depends. Yeah. So then you'd make two, because then it's not just for this pot. One shouldn't talk about other things if you're in the middle of the mitzvah and you're totaling a bunch of pots or silverware or whatever it is. One should osig b'mitzvah and you want the bracha to go on at all. So one shouldn't talk about other things. What happened? Who could do the tefillah? Could a woman do the tefillah? Yeah, why not? Could a guy do a tefillah? Could a katan do the tefillah? So we don't trust a katan or a guy, source 28. If they say they told it, we don't trust it. But the Ramah says, if the katan is doing it in front of a gadol, why not? It's good chinuch. Avalam tavlo lefnei gadol have a tefillah. You see, it's just a mitzias. If I tripped on the way to the mikvah and the pot flew out of my hand and fell into the mikvah and it's underneath, then it's good too. You don't need a maisa tefillah. It's not like the tefillas yadayim. Right? Tefillah is just a mitzias inside.
Can they make the bracha?
What?
The katan make the bracha.
Can the katan make the bracha? That's a good question. For himself, he can sure make the bracha. For you, you should probably make your own bracha. And tell him not to be yotzei with your bracha.
Even though you didn't do the tefillah.
No, if you should do a tefillah. If he is doing the tefillah, then I would say he should make the bracha and he can do the tefillah. But sometimes you have a couple of things. You do some and he does some. A goy maker I didn't also could do the tefillah. But then you lose the bracha according to most poskim. Then you lose the bracha. So it's again, there are those that say that maybe you can make the bracha just on the tefillah. There's same poskim that say maybe you can make a bracha on Halakas Neir Shabbos by a goy or a makeh by a goy. It's a big lamdish discussion, but generally it's good to not to have a guy do it, because then, you know, one would lose the bracha. Either way, this is regarding Inyanei Tevila and Tevilas Kelim. Any other questions?
Can you talk related to the tefillah?
You can talk related to tefillah, sure. Sure, there's never a hesek where any of that. Pass the nail polish remover and the like. And remember, even if something is used 100 times, nothing doesn't remove the chiyat tefillah, you know, whatever it is. And one can't use it even once. That's the halachic misconception. Yeah.
Do you put it in, I
would say no. If you put it in before the bracha, you forgot to make the bracha, I would not make the bracha, because we paskin not like the Arzarua. The Arzarua says you can make a bracha la'achar asiyasan. But we paskin only before or during. But once it's in for a second, I don't think the mitzvah is taking it out. There is a lumdish question the Kesef Mishnah discusses. In Hilchos Avos HaTumah. By mikvah, when are you tahar? When you're underneath the water or when you come out? Look in all the cases of the Rambam and the Mishnah is all of in his tapak, right? All solo tefillah when you're out. That's quite, I don't think that would apply here. I think it's done. Yeah. What?
Spoon rests.
Oh, we have this thing that holds like the challah knife. Is it you put the challah thing? No, it's not meant to touch the food.
No, but like you're mixing the pot. Mixing the stuff in the pot, you put the spoon down on something, put it back in the pot, it's constantly touching the pot.
I don't think that's not meant to touch. A spoon rest. I don't know.
And can opener?
Can opener shouldn't be. It's not meant to touch the food. Sometimes it does, but it's not meant to touch the food. Just like a spoon rest. That's meant to touch the food, it's meant to hold the spoon. Right? Even if there happens to be some stuff on it. Right? Then you don't want to get the food all over the spoon rest either. Probably meant to hold the spoon not in the place where the food is. I'm not sure. Okay, yeah.
Is it dependent on the object generally not being used to touch food, or is it dependent if I intend to use it to touch food?
Like the scissors is not meant to touch food if you're not going to use it for chicken.
But it's like a regular scissors that aren't used for chicken, but I intend to when I buy it, or intend to use it right
then
now.
Then you have to tovel it, because for you it's a klisu, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll stop here, Beth Hashem. Sunday we will get into Hilchos Purim. We might start a few minutes early because we're going to try to do all of Hilchos Purim. Maybe we'll start at 10:00. We'll see. Let you know. Okay?